you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 8th. Today's word is whelm, spelled W-H-E-L-M. Whelm is a verb that means to turn something such as a dish or vessel upside down, usually to cover something, to cover or engulf completely with usually disastrous effect. It can also mean to overcome in thought or feeling, to overwhelm, or to pass or go over something so as to bury or submerge it. Here's the word used in a sentence from the San Jose Inside by Jennifer Wadsworth. By the time San Jose annexed the town to expand its sewage treatment plant in 1968, nature had already begun to reclaim the bayside. The town of 2500 splintered, rusted, and sank as groundwater was overpumped, seawater rose on all sides, and storm surges whelmed the backed-up drains. In the film comedy 10 Things I Hate About You, the character Chastity Church asks, "I know you can be underwhelmed and you can be overwhelmed, but can you ever just be whelmed?" The answer, Chastity, is yes. Contemporary writers sometimes use whelm to denote a middle stage between underwhelm and overwhelm. But that's not how whelm has traditionally been used. Whelm and overwhelm have been with us since Middle English, when they were whelmen and overwhelmen, and throughout the years their meanings have largely overlapped. Both words early on meant to overturn, for example, and both have also come to mean to overpower in thought or feeling. After folks started using a third word, underwhelmed, for unimpressed, whelmed began popping up with the meaning moderately impressed. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.